Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
It's time to be on the lookout for falling stars, or should I say meteors, for the next few weeks. That's because the Lyrid meteor shower annually runs from April 16th to the 25th. The peak viewing period will come on the evening of April 22nd and early morning hours of the 23rd, with perhaps 20 or so meteors per hour. The moon is going to interfere with some of the more faint meteors during the peak viewing period, but if the sky's clear, it'll be worth taking a look. Like the other meteor showers, the Lyrid meteor shower is named because the meteors appear to originate out of the constellation Lyra, or the Lyre. But the meteors may be observed most anywhere overhead. The Lyrids have the reputation for providing long trails, which may last for several seconds. They're also known for their occasional outbursts, which may produce over 100 meteors per hour. The reason for these outbursts is unknown, but with a potentially impressive show like that, it's well worth checking out occasionally. The Lyrids are caused by material from Comet Thatcher. You may recall that comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. They're often described as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. And when they pass near the sun, the heat causes them to shed ice and particles. The particles, mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock, create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. From the Earth, we are seeing falling stars, or more accurately, meteors. In addition to the Lyrids, the Eta Aquarius meteor shower will overlap with the Lyrids. The Eta Aquarius meteor shower will begin on April 19th and run through May 28th. The peak viewing period for the Eta Aquarius will be on the night of May 6th and early morning hours of May 7th, with perhaps 30 meteors per hour. A waxing crescent moon could make for some excellent viewing. The Eta Aquarius are caused by particles shed from the well-known Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet has a 75 to 76-year orbit. It made its last pass by Earth in 1986, so the next opportunity to view the comet will come in 2061. So from now until the 28th of May, make a point to look up at the sky occasionally. The meteor showers could make for some fun and interesting shows. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.